Now Wisconsin will receive just over $1 billion in federal funding to expand access to high-speed internet in the state. The official amount was announced earlier this week. Most of that funding will go toward laying high-speed fiber optic cables. Other states are receiving funding as well, with the eventual goal of the whole country being connected by 2030. The funding comes from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have access to high-speed internet in your part of the state? Has a lack of that kind of access affected your life, your business, your work, your kids' schooling? How would that kind of access change things for you? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Tammy Baldwin is a Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. She was there at the Wisconsin announcement. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to the show.
It's great to join you.
Now, this funding is allocated by the FCC, as I understand it, based on a national map of broadband access. You had joined some of your Senate colleagues from both parties saying, hey, update this map so we know where this money's going. Can you tell us about that effort?
Yes, you know, the original map produced by the Federal Communications Commission several years ago was wholly inadequate. You had parts of the state of Wisconsin that were viewed as having full service, high-speed broadband, when only a few households or businesses actually had that. But they did it by census tract, and if anyone had it, they said the whole tract had it. We required them to redo the maps, and the more recent map is certainly a huge improvement, but they have a process by which stakeholders can protest or raise concerns with the map's accuracy, and the FCC then has to update it. So while this is a greatly improved map of the country and identifying what areas are served, underserved, or unserved, there's still an opportunity to update the map as these funds are deployed to meet the needs, especially in places that have no high-speed broadband at all.
Who right now is most affected by a lack of access to that high-speed internet?
You know, there's two forms of lack of access. One is simply the infrastructure isn't there. There's not the access because they don't have the fiber laid in the ground. And so that's part of it. But another part is inaccessibility because of cost. The affordability just isn't there. A lot of people get their high-speed broadband, in a bundle with telephone and cable TV service. And I think most people know how expensive that can be. You can certainly get a package with just high-speed broadband, but for some, the access question is one of affordability, not one of infrastructure. And these funds are addressing both, but predominantly the bulk of these funds, the over $1 billion that Wisconsin has just been awarded, will go to putting fiber in the ground.
How much of the need will be met by this, as you say, just north of $1 billion?
The goal is all of the need will be met. The goal is that no one should be left behind or experience, the digital divide, because we know how important high-speed broadband is to the economy. It will really allow people to fully participate in the economy. Kids can get the education that they deserve. So much of homework and whatnot is done digitally these days. And then, just connectivity. Families can connect with their friends and loved ones. There's things like telehealth and other elements that are extremely important in this day and age. And so we hope to forever close the digital divide so that all Wisconsinites can participate fully in the economy.
I've seen some conservative think tanks here in Wisconsin saying, well, this is something the market should be providing, and the market will solve this problem. What's your answer to that?
Well, there's been many, many years for that to happen, and it hasn't. There are areas of the state that are sparsely populated, and the cost for a for-profit to run the fiber to the home, to the small business, they'll never recoup that investment. So they're not doing it on their own. And we need to make sure that, again, no one is left behind. And, you know, I remember having roundtables throughout the state of Wisconsin over the past many years about the consequence of lack of broadband access. You know, you hear from families during recent years that if they don't have broadband at home, the kids get loaded up in the car and they park outside a fast food restaurant or a library or a school where Wi-Fi will be strong and the kids can do their homework. That should not be the case in this day and age. And so this is going to be a real transformation over the next several years as these funds are deployed.
When will people first start to see broadband coming to their neck of the woods if they don't have it?
Yeah, so certainly there's efforts ongoing that predate this grant, but this grant will come in two phases. Right now, the state has 180 days to put in its initial plan for deployment of these funds. And at that point in time, after that plan is approved, and the state, by the way, has already been working on this, when that's approved, the first 20% of the funding will come through, and then the state will finalize a plan, and the remaining 80% will come through a couple of years from now. So it's going to be, you know, deployed, at, you know, over a course of a few years. This, by the way, is also going to put Wisconsinites to work. The bulk of this funding, as I said, is the infrastructure to bring high-speed broadband to folks. And so it's really, you know, getting that fiber laid. And that's going to require skilled tradespeople and create new jobs. But in addition, as I said, the work is ongoing now. There have been smaller amounts of funding from, say, the U.S. Department of Agriculture in their rural broadband program, you know, that have been helping expand access. But this is to finish the job.
Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Tammy Baldwin, Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. I talked to her earlier today about new federal funding for broadband access expansion here in Wisconsin. Coming up, we'll hear more on that topic from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What has internet access been like for you living in Wisconsin? Do you have high-speed options? Do you have affordable high-speed options? Have things gotten better lately? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about federal funding for high-speed internet access, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have access to good internet in your home, or do you have to go elsewhere, a library or cafe maybe, to get it? How has lack of access to fast internet affected your life? Do you want to put in a pitch for some of that federal money we were just talking about to come to your neck of the woods? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We just heard from Senator Tammy Baldwin. Now Alyssa Kenny is with us, Broadband and Digital Equity Director for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Alyssa, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a good afternoon.
According to your organization, this federal money goes a long way. It's not quite all of what we would need to reach everybody with high-speed access. Can you talk about the difference?
Sure. So Wisconsin has a number of locations throughout the state that are what we would call unserved. And so those are the folks that have not, don't have 25.3, so 25 megabits down and 3 megabits up. And so the priority for these dollars will be to get all that group of locations and businesses dollars first. But there's also, there's another group, and that's sort of the in-between, the sort of just enough group. And that's the folks who have less than 100 megabits down and 20 megabits down. up. And so the goal with these dollars is to really focus first and foremost on those in the state that have that slowest performance, that are unserved by broadband. And then after we're really sure that all those people have access, to then work on that next group.
Can you talk a little more about geographically, socially, who is hardest hit by that lack of access?
So there's unserved and underserved locations in every single county in our state. Every county, it largely is in our more rural areas, but sometimes there's suburban areas, right outside of the edge of town. Even sometimes there's an urban area where a certain building or a small neighborhood or didn't get built. And so it's really sprinkled throughout the state. Certainly the northern half of the state has more unserved and more folks who have older internet service or older facilities. And so they have slower service in the northern half of the state, but it's in Dane County. It's in Brown County. Every county throughout the entire state of Wisconsin has unserved and underserved locations that really need improvements with these federal funds.
And why is this seen? We heard a little bit from Senator Baldwin there. Why is this seen as an economic priority to get those people connected?
So the internet just opens up so many opportunities, and it's really just the gateway to society now. And so there's the economic opportunities, the educational opportunities. It helps our small businesses throughout the state have access to that full global marketplace. It helps our farmers in the state have access to better data and make good use of precision agriculture. It helps our tourism communities have tourists stay longer and in many cases be safer because they don't get lost. It's an economic driver for all of our small businesses, but just all for our individual Wisconsinites that live throughout the state. The internet really just opens up an entire window of new and important and critical economic opportunity.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Carter is with us in Hurley. Carter, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, when all this fiber is put in and these providers have access to all this, is there any type of that where they have to pay back some of the money for the usage of all this fiber that's getting put in free for them?
Carter, thanks a lot for the call. There are a number of questions, I think, potentially, Alyssa, about who are the providers who are going to put this in? Do they make money out of this public investment? Do they have to reimburse for any of this coming in? How does that all work?
Sure. So the federal BEAD program that Senator Baldwin just was announcing has a required minimum match of 25%. So any private entity or eligible entities that were building that would be putting some private dollars into the facility. But our office and the Public Service Commission, we work really, really hard to make sure we put only the sort of least right amount of public dollars in to help get that sort of very basic return on investment and make sure that all Wisconsinites are connected. And so they don't pay back the state for the grant dollars, but they do, but they provide a value, but they often provide match. They operate the facilities, they help with the construction costs, and then they manage, maintain, and own them.
Thanks a lot for that call, Carter. We're talking about federal funding for broadband internet expansion here in Wisconsin. Alyssa Kenny is with us with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Still time for you to report on what's going on in your neck of the woods at 800-642-1234. We followed up with Dan Hudzinski. Now, he's a listener we talked to a couple of years back on our Wisconsin project. He'd been experiencing some personal and professional headaches around slow internet in rural Wisconsin. He said he lives between two municipalities that offer good speeds. He's only 1 to 3 miles from each, but can't tap into that. He updates us, quoting, "The T-Mobile home internet service has been great with good bandwidth, good pricing, and no outages. Couldn't be happier. And the telco, CenturyLink, did finally upgrade their local phone line-based service to 10 megabits per second, still lower than what the federal folks would consider as broadband." And I hear the suggestion sometimes, Alyssa, forget the cables. We can get a good 5G home internet service. Why isn't that good enough?
So the 5G internet service is really most likely to help a lot of the people in the state that already have pretty good access to home broadband and not really reach those more heavily forested or glaciated or very rural and sparse areas. Because even a 5G service or a cellular service, you still need wires. There's still lots of fiber that feeds those towers, and you still need the infrastructure for that data, and you need a lot of towers and a lot of power. And so it's just, it's not a solution for everybody, and it's not a solution that's really going to reach areas of our state with, you know, big, tall, gorgeous forests and pine trees that hold snow on them for many months of the year. And so really that wired or a fixed solution right to their home is going to be the most permanent and the most secure for the longest period of time. And that's really where the Biden administration is wanting states to invest their dollars in, that future-proof, long-term, solve the problem permanently types of solutions.
On the Ideas Network Facebook page, we heard from Mark, who raises concerns about the cost to do this and says Elon Musk's Starlink could do it for $5.99 per family. You don't have to wait 7 years. Another, again, non-cable option. What do you think about that idea of the Starlink project? I don't know how accessible it is here in Wisconsin at this point.
Sure, there are a number of locations for Starlink. Starlink's like a low orbit satellite. And we in our office have heard both great reviews about Starlink and also some really disappointing ones. And again, some of Starlink's performance is really related to how great your home's view of the sky is. And for some people in some areas of the state, that works well. And that's a reasonable and good solution. But the reality is it just leaves behind too many homes and too many businesses. And the goal of these dollars is really everyone and internet for all, not just internet for people who have enough view of the sky to get access.
I talked to Senator Baldwin a little bit about the timeline. From your perspective at the Public Service Commission, what are you guys doing? What is happening to get from here now with this announcement of this federal funding to digging and laying some fiber optic cable?
Well, what I want to start by saying is really in the state of Wisconsin, we have had our foot on the gas for this under Governor Evers' leadership. You know, in 2021, we had the year of broadband. We've already had federal dollars and significant state dollars deployed to broadband. And so we have a really ambitious grant program that's already underway. So we have a lot of locations that are under construction with public dollars already. And so there's a lot happening right now with these next BEAD dollars. This is really our year of planning in 2023, and then we spend some time in next year going through some federal approvals of our plans, and it will take a while. Fiber and the preferred technology for these dollars, it's not instantaneous, it's not fast, and we're trying to reach hundreds of thousands of locations, and so there will be years. I think that that completion date of 2030, I think, is realistic. But I know for families, this feels like an urgent need, and it can't come soon enough.
Talk to Alyssa Kenny from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, looking at some new federal money, a lot of new federal money coming in over the next few years to try to get everybody connected to higher speed internet. Still time for you to report on your local situation. Your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Mike from St. Lawrence couldn't stay on the air, but he says he has Verizon Wireless and loses speed after a while, so he's finally investing in having cable put down, but it's expensive. Yeah, do we see a lot of people saying, okay, I'm going to eat the cost of getting fiber optic to my house because it hasn't come down my street yet?
We do on occasion see people wanting to, you know, that they'll pay for like a line extension or the additional cost if they have an exceptionally long driveway. I will say broadband remains not regulated. And so sometimes there's even cases where a homeowner or a business owner wants to pay the cost to get connected, but it's for whatever reason, the internet service provider is making the decision not to. And so in some cases, a homeowner can pay that additional cost and get connected, but there's lots of locations throughout the state where the facilities just aren't designed to extend down that driveway, or the provider just doesn't have the workforce in the right place at the right time. And so in some cases, households do pay for those line extensions or those additional things. And in some cases, they want to, and they're not actually even able to.
heard from Senator Baldwin about the effort to map, you know, who needs what where. If somebody's out there listening thinking, hey, I want to make sure I don't want to get overlooked in this process, are there ways they could check and make sure that, yes, they are on the list or their community is on the list of places we're paying attention to?
Absolutely. There's two places I would love to send them. One is nationalbroadbandmap.gov, and that's that federal map that sort of talks about if you're unserved or underserved. And so you can type in your address and you can look and see who your service providers are. And if you feel like it's incorrect or that, you know, sometimes we've seen people where they have the dot where they live on their barn and they want to move it to the house, you can challenge that map and the FCC will work with you to correct it. And then I also would love to give a plug, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission. We also have a WISER, a Wisconsin Internet Self-Report, and that's just right on the PSC's homepage. And you can go and tell us, and that's a little bit more information. If people want to tell us that their internet's not performing as they expected, or it's really more expensive than they expected, or that it's not reliable and they're having outages, that's for people in the community that just want to give us a little bit more. And we're going to use all of that information as we go out and plan.
Alyssa, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Alyssa Kenny, Broadband and Digital Equity Director for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. She joined us to talk about the $1 billion+ in federal funding Wisconsin is slated to receive over the next few years, aimed at improving broadband access in the state. Earlier, we listened to my conversation with Senator Tammy Baldwin, who is part of that announcement of the money coming to Wisconsin.